You're listening to the News at One on Radio One as the lengthy Irish water debate enters its final hours in the Dáil. Final because the government, of course, has decided to guillotine the bill. The controversial issue was raised during leaders' questions this morning, and as always, the topic gave rise to some lively exchanges. Conor McMorrow of our political staff reports.
The 40-hour debate on the controversial Water Services Bill 2014 is due to conclude tonight. In this afternoon's leaders' questions, Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin questioned the costs and returns from Irish water.
Because when you add up the figures, Taoiseach, in terms of the conservation grant, the financing cost of the metering at $41 million, $165 million for the conservation grant, and other administration in terms of billing and so on, you take 80% compliance in terms of compliance and paying and 80% take up of the grant, you're looking at a net revenue of $25 million. Per annum. And that's after you've ploughed $539 million into metres into the ground that will never be read, and about $180 million into establishing Irish water in the first instance.
Deputy Martin also queried an announcement from Environment Minister Alan Kelly last night on the use of central exchequer funds for Irish water.
We are faced with a situation where the government is desperate to try and do anything it can to reduce the costs of Irish water so that it can pass this famous market cooperation test to keep it off balance sheet. So what do we get? Last night at 8 p.m, at the 11th hour, the minister announcing that the servicing and repayment of loans outstanding by local authorities that were to be transferred to Irish Water being serviced and repaid now by the central exchequer announced last evening. Despite the fact that Deputy Cowan had asked last month about the transfer and got a misleading reply from the minister.
Taoiseach Enda Kenny gave this response and questioned Fianna Fáil's position on the use of exchequer funds for Irish water.
Deputy Micheál Martin proposed that there be a charge for water. He proposed that there be a €400 flat charge remission.
Deputy, would you please? I afford the silence for Deputy Martin and I expect the same thing for the Taoiseach in replying. Thank you.
End of story.
Deputy Cowan in the last few days has proposed that these charges and all to do with Irish water be paid for through central exchequer. And that means further income tax increases, and you should explain that, Deputy Cowan. Now, this matter has been assessed independently by the Commissioner for Energy Regulation, and his assessments are there published for all to see and for all to read.
Taoiseach Enda Kenny ending that report from leaders' questions in the Dáil compiled by Conor McMorrow.